In 2017, we purchased Tales from the Yawning Portal, flipped through it, and figured, how hard could this be? So far, the plumbing boys have lost every single adventure, while D&D has sat smugly in a corner, lording it over us. Well, now that's about to change. It's been 2 years since our last fight with D&D, and we've taken that time to finally get good, to take down the Tomb of Horrors.
You stand before a cliff face. Within the cliff face, there is the visage of a skull.
Boo.
Yeah.
I'm immune to being frightened, so yeah. I don't care.
I'm not, right. So I scream.
Well, if you're within 10 feet of him, I think you're still immune.
So. Oh, forgive me. I unwet myself then.
Yeah.
Ew. Not immune to being disgusted.
The three of you. Oh, the piss got sucked right out of his robes, back into his dick.
That's...
Oh. The three of you, plus
back up the tube into his guts.
Oh, wait.
Bladder, not guts. Guts.
Unless he ate the piss.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Eat the piss.
The three of you.
Yeah, you should have been paying attention rather than looking at your watch doing a very funny bit, being like, oh, this bullshit. Well, when's it going
to want to know about question, eating Adam. The piss?
You had to ask a question. It's on you.
Okay, I got all day. Yeah, the bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.
No.
Right.
Our character's actions dismiss ourselves.
Yeah, we dismiss ourselves.
That's anyway. The three of you plus Adam are here searching for the Lich Asarak.
Yeah, we'll find that guy. Okay.
I waited for a pause so you could cut it out, but then everyone made a big deal.
A pause? In the middle of your sentence.
Hey, there was a full stop.
Okay. I made a full stop and then Jackson filled it.
Yeah. Me and Adam were looking at each other because he saw what I was doing.
Yeah, I knew what was about to go down.
We were on the same page. Me and the DM, best friends. Okay. Jackson, you've been dismissed as best friend from both me and Jackson.
Oh, still got Zammit.
You lost two best friends today.
Still got Zammit, don't care.
The three of you, plus Adam, have come here searching for the Lich Asarak.
Yeah.
Whatever your reasons, you just got to say something to him. Maybe you're serving summons or something like that.
I need to find him and say, good day to you, sir.
You have heard that you can find him here at the Tomb of Horrors. Mm. Although the entrance to the Tomb of Horrors eludes you. Like I said, you're staring at a cliff face with the visage of a skull.
I swear to God, there was meant to be a Tomb of Horrors right here.
You are
need to give him this bill.
Summons.
Summons. Yeah,
take him to court.
We've got to take him to court for some reason. That's
for some mysterious reason, all of you fall silent. You are all armed.
I hate that you learnt that trick. I forget what game it was in, but you discovered you have this power, and I hate it.
You are all of you armed with more than just weapons. You, as players, have been armed, each of you, with three good boy cards.
Yes.
Would you like to go around and introduce your good boy cards and yourselves as well?
Yes. Well, my good boy cards are... Mm-hmm. I get to, first, if I get to reroll anything, I also then have the right tool for the job. So I just coincidentally have the tools that I need after usable break. And I can, an extra walloping, play this card before your attack roll. If you hit, it counts as a critical.
Nice.
And I am Joel Zammit. I'm playing Joel Zammit. I am a goblin rogue assassin. And I fight with two-handedly.
Two-handedly.
A rapier and a dagger.
Hell yeah.
Hi, I am Joel Dusha. I am a human paladin, sworn on vengeance, here to kill that guy that we were talking about before.
Asarak.
I'm here to kill Asarak. He burnt down my church, killing people that I was friends with. I am representing the Christian God. And the Christian God has blessed me with three good boy cards. One, which allows me to reroll a strength check. One, which allows me to reroll a constitution-based check. And one that allows me to re-roll a charisma-based check.
All right.
I like hearing this about we got to kill this guy looking at the summons. I guess we don't need this.
No, just mind.
Tear it up. Yeah, okay, I guess that quest sounds fun.
I'm Jackson Bailey. I am playing Jackson Bailey. I like to think that my armor resembles a worm, and I'm known as the Worm Knight. And I also was the king's least favorite knight, and so he sent me here to die. But I think I'm here to kill Asarak. But he's like, God, I hate that fucking Worm Knight. Yeah, go to the Tomb of Horrors. Good move. My cards are Iron Skin, gain resistance to damage from non-magical attacks till the start of your next turn. Not dead yet. I figured this would come in handy. If damage would reduce you to zero hit points, you fall to one instead. And what else did I get? Pinpoint accuracy. Automatically critical hit on your weapon attack, but do minimum damage.
Cool. Well, so, for each of the good boy cards that the three of you have acquired, yeah. I have acquired a bad boy card.
Makes sense. I know what's coming right now.
I'm not going to tell you which bad boy cards I have, but you're just going to find out the course of the game.
I know exactly what bad boy cards you have.
Speaking of,
here it is. 3-2-1.
Expired good boy card.
Someone's losing the card. And can I guess, is it? Could it be me?
A player of your choice loses a random good boy card. Jackson, can you please lose a random good boy card?
Adam, you're so predictable. You're so predictable. You should have just told me at the beginning to pick two.
Where's the fun in that?
Well, the fun would have been like pick two.
I lost Not Dead Yet. So awesome.
See, this is so much better. Isn't this funny?
I was shocked you picked that card, so I feel like this. The magic in the studio just evened it out.
I should have picked all those. There's three Not Dead Yet. So that's all I should have picked. Now I'm going to die.
And then I would also like to use an offer they can't refuse. Trade a good, trade a bad boy card of your choice for a good boy card of your choice.
Okay.
Jackson.
Do you want both of them? What do you want, pinpoint accuracy or iron skin?
Can I get iron skin, please? Yeah, and course. Here, you can have magical mishap.
Ooh, roll on the wild magic table. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Wreck the game before it even begins.
And then finally...
This is like in fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Where Yugi's like, and I play the Pot of Greed, which allows me to draw two cards. And with these two cards, I have drawn the Dark Magician, which I sacrifice, make two tributes to play the Dark Magician in defense mode. And because I've played the Dark Magician in defense mode, that activates my trap card. Yeah, please continue.
And finally... You are standing before the cliff face with a skull visage in it. What would the four of you, well, three of you plus Adam like to do?
What's Adam's motives?
Adam's here to keep inscrutable. The three.
To what?
They're inscrutable. We'll never know. It's a mystery.
Who's to say? Yeah,
one day he was just
say?
With us.
Ah, cool.
Has Adam been with us for a while? Have we been together for a bit? Did we meet in the town and did you write the town out of this story so he can't fuck around in the town?
There is no town, not even implied in the fucking beginning of this module.
I guess in the implied beginning of this module, you've done the other campaigns and survived them.
I don't think there's any connection
between unless Azarov was like the main villain in each single one, which could have been true.
We don't know.
I assume we kind of know each other. We're like, oh yeah, we're gonna go fight, you know, Azarak, and you just like, you know, this,
I will
this, this.
Kill him.
Hey, and the king sent me. I'm the Worm Knight. Yeah, the king sent me to kill Azarak.
It's like, I gotta
if you, I'm here to avenge the Christian God for burning down. No, the Christian God. I'm here on behalf of the Christian God. To kill Azarak for burning.
There's no T. It's just Azarak.
To kill Azarak, I've never seen. I'm not clever, so it's fine. To kill Azarak, and I will not stop until he's dead.
That's it. Until he or you are dead.
Until someone's dead. And if you stand in my way,
I'm not gonna.
That's fair.
I will not hesitate.
I also have to kill Azarak.
Yeah, good. Just a reminder.
Well, don't get on my case about it. That's all I'm saying.
God will be with us provided we follow the holy cause of violence. It's like the Crusades.
I'm aware. Look, I'm like I'm a noble goblin, apparently, so I'm guessing. I was just here. Look, I think maybe Azarak, he just skipped out on a bill or some shit. Yeah. Maybe he owes one of a lord something, and I'm like, I'm here to get some like some debt
get
sorted.
Get some money from him.
And then it's just like, his corpse.
Okay. Well, I guess that's
I'll go up to the cliff face and start feeling.
How
the
big
skull
is the skull?
And
by
start
the way.
Feeling like inside its mouth. Because, maybe in the mouth
how
there's
big
a door.
Is, is it like the size of the like the giant cliff face? That is a skull? Or is there just like, say, a door shaped skull?
Do any of you have magic that finds doors?
I... I want to give it a big squiz.
The cliff face itself is about 200 yards wide, 300 yards. Wait,
give me American football fields.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I see. Sorry. American football fields? How long's a football field?
I don't know. Give me in football fields.
Give it to me in dads. Come on.
Oh, God.
No, just don't do this.
And fucking Tom. Just shut up. It's big. It's fucking big.
Okay, that's all I need.
It's really big. It's so big you could step into its mouth.
Okay.
Although you were looking into its mouth and you see just dirt. There's no, it doesn't, well, I mean, like, you could, I don't know. Well, you're going to go have an investigate, are you, Jackson?
Yeah.
It sounds like Adam's like the character Adam. Yeah. Like, fuck, there's a hole. Just go in the hole. I'm not telling you to go in the hole, but like.
If you want to go in the hole, the hole's there.
Yeah. It's big.
Yeah.
It's a big hole.
I would like, look at the squeeze. Hey?
You love those.
I do love big holes.
Jackson.
Yeah.
You find almost immediately as you're fucking around in the big hole, you find as you clear some of the dirt away, you can see that there is a hole through to a passageway on the
other side. Somebody fill in the door.
What?
What do you mean someone filled in the door?
Somebody must have been here earlier and put dirt on this door. But there's a hole here.
Right. Can you make the hole bigger?
Yeah, easy. I'll start making the hole bigger.
All right. You try digging it out.
Can I look around for an obvious trap, maybe?
No.
All right.
Why would they put a trap on the front door?
You never heard of an alarm? You lock your doors, right?
Not me. I live with the king.
Invaders just keep coming in because I don't shut the door.
Maybe I should.
Yeah. I like to think maybe I also have a secret mission. The king's like, if he survives, just kill him.
I'm sick of the worm guy.
Just make sure that, you know.
Worms are not nobles.
My banner is just like a pink cartoon worm. You invented cartoons in D&D for your banner.
It's got googly eyes. Mm. Like the noble worm. Wait, if you chop me in half, there's two of me.
No, it's not. This is just a dead worm.
Oh, no. I picked a bad animal.
No animals are good when you cut them in half.
Conjoined twins.
That's not it.
It's not a particular animal.
Do I find anything in the hole?
Yeah, you clear it out. Yeah. While you're doing that, Zamet, you clear away. Not clear away. Sorry. You are searching for traps. Unfortunately, all you find is a lot of dirt because there's not really much to be found here. But Jackson has cleared away enough space that you can view through into the a corridor which stretches out before you.
Okay. So see a big old corridor. Through the skull's mouth, we see a beautiful corridor.
Bright, brilliant colors are to be seen everywhere. The stones and pigments undimmed by the passage of decades. The floor of the corridor is a colorful mosaic of stone with a distinct winding path of red tiles about 2 feet wide snaking its way south down the corridor. No stonework can be seen on the walls or the ceiling 20 feet above. For some sort of cement or plaster has been smoothed over all these surfaces and then illustrated. The scenes show fields with kine grazing, a copse with several wolves in the background, workers of various races, and a strange human-animal mixtures, pig-human, ape-human,
pigman,
dog-human, going about various tasks.
Oh, that's sick.
Certain of the frescoes show rooms of some building, a library filled with many books and scrolls, the door of a torture chamber, a wizard's workroom. There are chairs, windows, boxes, bales, doors, chests, birds, bats, spiders, all manner of things shown upon the
walls. I have a question.
Yes.
If I were to say, get my knife and say, cut around or behind, say, this dog man that I like, can I get it cleanly?
You stealing the dog man from the
wall? Yeah, I want to make making a collection of cool things that I found, and I want to start with this one.
Start with the dog man fresco.
Yeah. If I can just, like,
Before we venture any further,
yes,
I'm going to use my divine sense just to make sure there's no immediate traps evil in this room.
Yeah.
You use your divine sense and you detect not the presence of undead, fiend, or celestial within.
I'd like to put my hand in my bag of dogs Would it be useful for me to send a dog down the corridor?
Yeah, I might do that.
I bowl a dog down the corridor.
Yeah. I'm not. Whoa! Can I get that dog man Fresco?
All right. And maybe are you doing that man. As the dog wanders down the corridor?
Yeah. I'm paying attention to this.
Okay.
All right.
I have eyes for only one thing right now, and this is a little Fresco dog, of this dog man.
I'd nudge Father Dusha and be like, the dog's not real. So it doesn't matter if it dies.
It's helping us
I
in our quest
no
or whatever.
I sense no celestial fiend or undead within 60 feet of our location, nor do I detect any hallowed spells.
Yeah, sure.
Yep, let me carefully
All right, so several things
happen
at once.
Carefully does it.
Sweet.
You pull out a hairy bowl of, looks like white fur.
Yeah.
You roll that down the corridor. As it rolls, it slowly turns into a goat.
The guy said these were all dogs. The guy said this was a dog bag.
Adam up the back shakes his head and says, no, he did not.
I bought this from a guy at the marketplace. He said, there's a whole bag of dogs. Yeah. That's a fucking goat.
The goat wanders down the corridor.
Ripped off.
And you hear a distinctive clicking sound, and then the floor opens up beneath the goat. You hear, meanwhile, Zamet, you walk up to the dog Fresco and attempt to pry the dog out.
Yes.
As you approach, you hear a click.
Fuck.
And then the trapdoor opens beneath you. No. You manage to leap backwards and roll to safety.
Man, he must be very protective of his dog.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Moments later...
They knew you were going to do that.
Moments later, you hear two more clicking sounds, then a whirring sound, and both trapdoors close.
Okay, I want to check for where the mechanism is for the trap. Mm-hmm. And if I can, disarm it.
Okay.
I want that dog, Chris.
Yeah. I hear you.
You don't care how many pits you'll fall into to get it.
Do you think my goat's dead?
Yeah. Did it stop bleeding?
It made a dying noise.
I haven't looked, and the trapdoor's closed. Yeah. So even if it's alive down there, it's no good to us anymore.
Yeah, give me just a pick. Let me just figure this out. I'll have a bit of
it. I don't know if I want it, actually, thinking about it now. What was in the pit? The goat.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't want to walk down there.
The goat made a crushing dying noise.
After about an hour of work, you are able to detect the mechanism to the trap in front of the dog, and you are able to disable it.
Whew. All right, got one down. All right. I'll scour for other traps before I get this. No, I want that Fresco.
Get
the Fresco first.
All right, you start carving out the Fresco.
Okay. Steady hands. I start dabbing my forehead. Steady hands.
Do you think I should send another goat down, find the other trapdoors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's how many do I have?
But you get the Fresco out.
It's sick.
Life-sized. Life-sized. So it's quite big.
Right. What are you going to do with that?
What are you doing?
I'm going to roll that up and put it in my... Wait, can I...
Is it's plaster.
Is it plaster? Oh, fuck. Life-size.
It's a dog man.
Yeah,
man
I get this. I'm
the...
okay.
Six
once
foot,
I've okay, it's rough. But plaster, you can roll it up. I mean, it depends what kind of plaster it is. Depending, when we demolished his house, there was horsehair plaster that you could was like when you kind of like took it down, it was somewhat flexible, and you could kind of roll it and fold it and those kind of things. So it can be possible.
Is it horsehair plaster?
I don't think anyone here has the expertise to know what sort of plaster it is.
Is it a bit flexible that it can be rolled or not?
Highs or lows?
Let's go with highs.
Been here for a long time is the thing.
Re-roll anything.
You want to spend that re-roll anything?
No.
Yeah, as you're testing it, it starts breaking apart.
Okay. You might have to leave the Fresco, dude.
I'll come back for this.
Yeah, okay. What's at the entrance so it'll be easy to get? All right. Hey, how many balls of dog do I have?
Two more.
Fucking hell. I got full on ripped off.
Yeah, not even a dog came out. Anyway, I'll look for
what happened to the goat, Adam says.
Yeah, we were just saying.
I thought it died, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not making any noises.
Yeah. All right, well.
Are they alive?
Do they summon them from Realm of Dog?
They
real. They're not real. They're magically created. Okay. Anyway, let's...
I'll search for some more traps. Also, can I look at the floor? Is there any... like? So it's, is it any... what colors are there? So it's like that red path it's that is around.
A mosaic of different tiles. Mm-hmm. There is, as I said, a distinctive trail made out of red tiles.
Okay.
Other than that, there doesn't seem to be
any... Do we follow the red trail?
Like,
can you tell your goat to follow the red trail?
I can't tell him nothing.
What's the point of these fucking goats?
I don't know.
Can you tell these summon goat to do that?
Well, maybe, but I don't want to waste my other two.
What are you going to use them for?
I don't know. Maybe something will come up. Fine. I get out another fluffy ball.
No,
you want me to do this?
No. We just asked a question. Did any of the pressure plates, were they red?
Sorry, the creature, thus far, no.
Okay.
The creature acts friendly to you, so
Gilbert,
you can use your bonus action to command it.
Well, I don't know that clearly. Apparently, I spent a lot of money at a market.
Mm-hmm. Expected to get heaps of dogs that aren't real. So it's not limited dogs because they're not real.
Three dogs? Sorry. Not even dogs.
It's three a day.
Well, three a day, that's not so bad.
That's pretty good.
Well, if it's three a day, well, I don't know that either.
So after you use three, you're going to throw the bag away?
Jackson.
Surely someone would have told you this.
Jackson, did it come with an instruction?
Would it have, Adam?
Parchment.
No, of course it didn't come with an instruction.
Surely some of the person you bought it off would have told you.
Yeah, although you were you like, listening?
Where did you buy it and who was with you? Was anyone else present?
Well, I don't know. It depends on when we met up. Were you with me at the market and we all gather together at the end? And I was like, what I bought?
I assume we were 100 together.
100 dogs in a bag.
What's the item called?
It's called Bag of Rust. No, a Rust bag of tricks.
Yeah. I assume we were together because like I have a broomstick that is flying that I did not choose for myself.
Well, I bought it for you as a gift.
It was an impulse purchase.
Yeah. It was an impulse purchase.
Yeah, didn't we buy each other stuff as a gift? So we met at the market.
Yeah. Okay, can I make a roll to remember? The guy said something about something.
He said I could keep rolling for dogs.
Yeah, you remember.
Okay, I'll take another one out and I'll plop it on the ground. Can I actually slam dunk it on the ground?
I'll allow
it. Like a fucking Pokeball?
Yeah.
Oh. I killed my Clefairy. Shit.
The ball resolves into a goat again, but a big fucking goat.
I think I got a bag of goats. Yeah, but this goat's huge.
Yeah, but it's still a goat. I got fucking full on ripped
it's
off.
It's a goat the size of a horse.
Dude,
it's
like big. This goat fucking rules.
I know we said.
Goat I've ever seen.
I know we said, what if we used it to detect traps, but can I climb on its back?
Yeah, it'll let you ride it.
I think it's my horse now.
No,
I am so there's no, I'm so sad. There's no photo, like you know, like camera in D&D because I'm seeing so much cool shit right now.
Okay, I'll get the last ball out of the bag because I want to ride the goat. And I'll roll that. Okay, we'll use the third goat to detect for traps.
Of course, this makes sense. That looks sick. I wish I was.
Giant goat. Oh, wait, no, sorry. No, that's incorrect. No. Sorry, it's a giant pig.
Well, look, I don't mean to say what you should ride.
Yeah,
my
I'm
good
sliding
friend.
Off the goat and getting on the pig.
Pig noise.
Boink.
Okay, well.
It's actually a boar, not a pig.
One of you can have the goat, I guess.
Oh, we're sending that one down the yellow
path.
Yeah,
right, we'll send the big goat down to look for traps. Yeah,
down the red path.
Yeah. Goat, hey man,
you get the goat to walk down the red path?
Goat, follow the red path.
The goat travels down the red path and gets to the end of the corridor, as far as you can tell. The goat, like, certainly gets to the end, mm-hmm. or gets... The goat stops moving.
Yeah, okay.
He looks back at us.
Yeah, it looks back at you.
Keep going! No, wait, don't!
The goat steps forward because it doesn't obey your commands, it obeys his commands.
What do you mean, keep going? We don't know what's down there.
Well, why can't we... Wait, so did it stop at the end of it? Did it stop at, like, a turn?
Well, it gets dark. Do any of you have dark vision?
Yeah.
You have dark vision?
Yeah.
How far out? 60 feet?
60 feet, yeah.
I believe the corridor is too long for that. You'd have to enter the corridor a little bit further.
We know the path is a bit safe.
We'll follow the goat then.
So you ordered the goat to keep going?
He did.
I did.
All right.
I misunderstood the situation, but I still did.
All of you were showered in gore.
big goat.
You hear with a terrified, the goat teleports into your midst. So what? back at the beginning, the goat, just with a popping sound, appears in between all of you. Highs or lows?
Lows.
Does anyone here know what telefragging is?
No.
Yes. I do know what telefragging is. Thank you, Unreal Tournament 2004.
What's telling? Highs or lows?
Lows.
Okay. Dusha, highs or lows?
Highs.
What's telefragging? Is it when someone gets teleported into you and you
Jackson,
die?
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Oh, no. So, telefragging, in a video game where one can teleport, if someone is standing where you are teleporting, you teleport into them and explode them.
Oh, no.
So, Jackson, the giant goat teleports into you.
Him or the pig?
Kind of all three of them.
Oh, no.
All three of them?
Who's the third guy?
The goat, the boar,
oh,
you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, it's going to be so much pig, goat, and Jackson guts everywhere. Try and get that good boy card.
Obviously,
back.
I couldn't have predicted this. You can't blame me for this.
Probably use your bad boy card if you're about to die.
My bad boy card to roll on the wild magic table.
Something good might happen.
Jackson, you take 31 points of damage. The goat is destroyed. The goat explodes in all directions. The boar is greatly wounded, but still alive.
Let it go.
Whoa. Nobody go down to the end of the fucking corridor. Okay. Who saw what happened?
I saw it from a fucked up perspective.
And then Dusha, Zamet, and Adam, you're all covered in gore.
Can I just wipe my face?
Yeah.
Hey,
I have my little goblin-y face. Okay.
I think there's a trap in the end of the corridor.
Yeah. So he went down the red path, he was fine. Did he keep following the red path, or would he just go? What were your exact words?
I said, are you doing? Keep going.
Now, did he just keep going straight, or did he keep going and say, following the red path? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
What did we see?
And there, did...
Well, I was in darkness.
Yeah.
We don't know.
So if you teleported to the back, he's just teleported to the front, or did that hurt him? Or was it teleporting into you?
Well, okay. We can move down.
Yeah, we know where to get to
where the goat was before it exploded.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay, so let's go look.
I'll take point.
Okay, you take point because you could look for traps.
I will take point and look for traps along the way.
Yeah.
But mostly following this red path until we get to where...
So you follow the red path?
Yeah, until we get to where
the goat stopped originally. Sure, and then we stop.
Yeah.
All right, so following the red path, you detect no traps, though... You spot Zamet.
Mm-hmm.
As you're following the red path, you can see that there is a pattern within it. Yeah. And slowly, as you're following it, you realize, you could only have detected this while walking and following the red path, you detect that there is actually a pattern, and that pattern becomes text.
Oh, clever goat.
Oh, okay. Goat.
Did the goat figure this out?
It was told to do. Why do you think this is the goat?
Do you think the goat did this?
Knew where to stop, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, because I'm just wondering if the goat found this as well.
The goat.
And the goat's last moments and first moments on this earth were like, ooh, a thing I can read, and then teleport into a pig, and assuming it's God.
I don't know, because I don't know, the guy didn't say if the goat could read English or not, so.
Is it written in common?
Yeah.
It is, yes.
Oh, that's useful.
What does it say?
It says, Asarak welcomes you to his tomb of horrors.
Oh, that's
welcome.
Nice.
Hmm. He's certain you will die like all the others, trying to steal his precious treasure.
What? What? Look at this treasure here.
So here's a clue to lead you to a quick death.
Okay.
Any of these options will do. Stray your path from the Arch of Mist. What? The green tiles shall do. Okay. In a hallway of colors, detect none. A door is your way through. If shades of red stand for blood, then give false answers to my thrall. A chapel of death brings fortune upon an altar, so stay away from the wall. Let time reach zero to find your end, and fall back to the beginning.
One of us should be writing this down.
I reckon Adam's got this one.
Adam's writing him down. Yeah.
Adam, can you write this down?
No, he looks at each of you and he says, "I will not remember this."
Adam, can you? Okay, can we all?
I am not going to remember this.
Commit this to memory? Because right now, it's hard to write things down.
Can we all just try and commit this to memory so that maybe when it pops up, we might be like, oh, that thing.
I'm going to commit what I can remember of what he said to memory.
Okay, okay.
I'll
go back a bit.
Okay.
Okay. So he welcomes us, instant death, following some green tiles, some mist or some shit. Is that what I'm reading?
You want me to start again?
Just the good bits.
I can either read this out or I cannot. I'm not going to give a summary because that would imply what is and is not important.
Okay, read it from the start, but you can get rid of the welcoming bit. We don't need that.
Welcome. Azrak welcomes you to his tomb of horrors. Welcome. He's certain you will die like all the others trying to steal his precious treasure.
Yeah.
So here's a clue to lead you to a quick death. Any of these options will do.
Okay, so this is bad. So we've got to
Stray your path from the Arch of Mist. The green tiles shall do.
You got that?
Yeah, green tiles near a door.
In a hallway of
that
colors.
That will kill you. Make sure you write, it will kill you.
Yeah.
Not good.
In a hallway of colors, detect none. A door is your way through.
A door where there's no color.
No color, bad. So don't
no
go
color
there.
In a colorful hallway, again, will kill you because these sound like places we're meant to go, but is not.
Avoid these.
Yes.
Avoid these.
If shades of red stand for blood, then give false answers to my thrall.
Lie to a guy.
In brackets, red.
Red.
Yeah.
So don't lie to a guy.
Red.
A chapel
Uh-oh.
Of...
That's been the one that I'm going to struggle with the most.
A chapel of death brings fortune upon an altar, so stay away from the wall.
Hug walls in a chapel. These ways will kill us.
Yeah, so don't. It's just stay away from the walls.
Like,
so
these are the things
negative.
In my dungeon and you'll fucking die when you do them.
Yeah.
But still, this is a riddle to solve them.
But if that's the case, then all three we just wrote down wrong. Well, that's a double negative.
What do you mean double negative?
Because it says, sorry, can we just get that last one again? Don't touch the wall.
A chapel of death brings fortune upon an altar. Yeah. So stay away from the wall.
Stay away from the wall. But if you want to die, these are the things you have to do.
Yeah, so if you want to die, stay away. So if we don't want to die, which
touch,
I assume we don't.
Touch the wall. Walls. Yeah.
Hug the wall.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do hug wall.
I thought you written don't touch wall. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, right.
Let time reach zero to find your end and fall back to the beginning.
Is that just like talking about death?
Do
like
it.
Old age.
Before timer runs out.
Or you'll be teleported back to the start and die.
And probably pop like the guy.
That might be
so
that.
So the timer... Oh, no.
Ignore my minions from times ago and float yourself to the ceiling.
Okay, so
ghosts.
Don't float.
Don't float.
When a guy says float...
Yeah.
We float down here.
We don't float down here.
No clowns.
All right.
Stab the door and look upon a room that has nothing more to the viewer's eye.
Don't stab any doors. That should be pretty easy.
Don't stab
and yet.
Door.
You've left my tomb to never return, and now your souls will die.
That's not a riddle.
I'm going to write down not a riddle.
That seems like a threat.
This all kind of seems like a threat.
Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.